So imagine a 9-year-old having the legal power to just, well, bypass government red tape entirely, like launching a full state investigation with just a single, simple request.
Yeah, it sounds like fiction, right? But today we're looking at a South African law that actually makes this a reality.
Exactly. So if you're someone who loves getting a thorough overview of, how a government can literally build a super advocate for its most vulnerable citizens, well, this deep dive is right up your alley.
Right. We're looking at a summary of the Western Cape Commissioner for Children Act of 2019. And I have to say, it is a phenomenal legal document.
It really is. I mean, it's not just some broad, fluffy mission statement about, like, protecting the youth.
No, not at all. It's a binding legislative blueprint. It creates an entirely independent office. So a commissioner whose sole legal mandate is holding the government accountable for how it treats kids in that province.
Okay, but let's pause right there for a second. Because, whenever I hear about a government watchdog, my first question is always about independence. Like, how is this commissioner actually appointed?
Well, they're appointed for a 5-year term by the provincial parliament.
Wait, hold on. You're saying they're supposed to be a completely independent critic of the government, but politicians are the ones holding the keys to their job? How does that even work?
Yeah, that is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's actually solved by how transparent the act makes the whole hiring process. I mean, the parliament doesn't just secretly pick a favorite behind closed doors.
Also, it's out in the open.
Exactly. The public actually nominates the candidates, and the public can formally object to them too. The interviews are held completely in the open.
Okay, got it. So the mechanism for independence really relies heavily on public scrutiny before they even get the job.
Precisely. And the disqualifications baked into the law are like incredibly rigorous. The moment they take office, they absolutely cannot hold any political position.
Right, which makes total sense.
Yeah, and they also can't be in the service of any what the law calls an organ of state.
Which is just legal jargon for, not working for any other government agency or department, right?
Exactly, yeah. Plus, any criminal history involving violence, dishonesty, or sexual offenses, that immediately disqualifies them.
Wow. So hearing you lay out those strict parameters, it really sounds to me like a highly specialized corporate auditor,
Yeah.
but exclusively auditing how society treats kids.
That is actually a really great way to look at it. They're basically checking the math on how healthcare, education, and the justice system actually impact a child's day-to-day life.
Okay, but I mean, an auditor needs access to the books, right? We've all seen government watchdogs that are essentially just toothless figureheads.
Right. They write a strongly worded report.
Yeah, the government ignores it and absolutely nothing changes.
I
So
know.
does this commissioner actually have the power to force compliance?
Oh, they do. And the enforcement mechanisms are pretty severe. The commissioner has these hard-hitting investigative powers. Like, they can legally subpoena witnesses under oath.
Seriously.
Yes. And they can demand that government departments provide written, formal justifications responding to their recommendations. They can even, and this is wild, they can accompany the South African Police Service on search and seizures.
Wait, they can literally tag along with the police during a raid?
They can. Obviously, if the raid involves children, right?
I
But
see.
yeah, it completely breaks down that wall between, bureaucratic oversight and real-world on-the-ground enforcement.
That is wild, but what happens if a government official just decides to stall or, conveniently loses a document?
Well, the act makes it a criminal offense. If an official ignores, obstructs, or lies to the commissioner, or just refuses to produce a requested document, they can face up to 12 months in prison.
Wow. Okay, so those are incredibly heavy enforcement powers, but they're targeted at adult institutions. How do they know what to investigate? I mean, if the ultimate goal is protecting children, are adults just sitting in a boardroom guessing what kids need?
If they were, the law would be missing the point entirely, right?
Right.
You really can't effectively advocate for children without giving them a direct line to the person advocating for them.
Right, which makes total sense.
And that brings us to the child participation rules in the act. The commissioner doesn't just have the option to talk to kids, they are legally mandated to develop strategies to involve children in the actual work.
But how does that actually work in practice, though? I mean, legal oversight isn't exactly a topic kids are chatting about at lunch.
True. It means translating complex legal oversight into accessible concepts. The commissioner has to create child-friendly communication channels.
Okay, so making it approachable.
Exactly. They have to actively build networks where children can voice their daily realities. Whether that's an issue with a local school or a broader social welfare concern, they funnel that directly into the commissioner's office.
I love that. It's almost like crowdsourcing legal oversight directly from the playground rather than a boardroom. It keeps the power grounded in the actual lived experiences of the kids.
It really does. It fundamentally changes who gets to participate in legal oversight.
So what does this all mean for you listening? Like, why should you care about a provincial law in South Africa?
Well, because this act is just a masterclass in legally structuring accountability.
Right. It shows how a government can construct a very real, very loud megaphone for a demographic that cannot vote. And typically, they have absolutely no voice in the halls of power.
Yeah, it proves that vulnerable populations don't just need protection. They need agency.
Yeah.
And that brings us right back to where we started. I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over. We mentioned earlier that Section 13 of this act outlines how investigations are requested. Usually, a state investigation requires, you know, formal evidence and massive bureaucratic red tape.
Oh, definitely. Mountains of paperwork.
Right. But this law explicitly allows the commissioner to completely bypass those rigid requirements if the request comes directly from a child. So think about the implications of that for a second. What would happen to our society if other areas of law allowed the most vulnerable citizens to legally bypass the red tape with just a single request?